You have any idea where that might have come in?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard people talking about a stand lard? You're not familiar with that?
No, I've never heard that.
Say, if you wanted to pour some liquid into a small mouth bottle, the thing that you would use...
Funnel.
And this thing that you people used to use when they were when they had buggies, you know, to crack around the horse's ears.
The buggy whip.
Buggy whip. Mm-hmm. If you were going to the grocery...
Now I know about going to the grocery store. I know all about going to the grocery store.
After you make your purchase, the grocer puts your things in a...
sack.
What is that usually made of?
Paper.
Any other type of sack you could have made of anything other than paper that...
Like a plastic bag or something.
Or say something maybe that, say, potatoes would be packaged in. What would you call that? Potatoes or fertilizer or...
oats.
Peanuts or oats or something like that.
Like in burlap.
Oh, like toe sacks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that what you call that?
That's what I call a toe sack. I don't buy potatoes
burlap,
in them.
Burlap bags. Burlap sacks.
Made out of some kind of heavy, coarse...
Burlap.
Mm-hmm.
Or feed sacks, but they're quite often made out of paper, too. Heavy paper.
Have you ever heard of a toe sack called anything else?
But a toe sack? That's all I've ever heard.
What people in my part of the country call it? Say croaker sack.
Oh, really?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Have you heard? I haven't heard of it. Just toe sack is all I have ever heard of. There are feed sacks and toe sacks, and feed sacks are flour. What was it? They used to have these flour mills. Flour sacks people make dresses out of, and sheets out of, and dolls out of. I can remember that having been. But that was a finer type of material than a toe sack. Toe sack is a burlap bag to us.
Well, I hate to leave the grocery, but have you ever heard of, say, if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill, the amount that he would take at one time, have you ever heard any designation for that, just the amount that he could take at one time?
Like bushels or bushels or truckloads or...
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn as meaning an amount that he could take at one time? What about this, if this burned out right here, the thing that you'd have
the
to
light bulb.
If you were going outside to hang up your clothes to dry, what would you probably carry them out in?
Oh, just a clothes basket.
This thing that, if you were bottling some liquid, the thing that you might stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out, that would be a...
stopper?
No. Oh. I mean, when you're pouring it in?
Kind of after you put it in, the thing that you put.
Yeah, stopper.
What would that be made of?
Well, cork. I guess.
Probably.
I've never bottled any liquid, but I would have if I were bottling wine, I would use a cork stopper.
What about these things? They're musical instruments, so you can play them, you know, like so, with your mouth, move them back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Harmonica.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Jew's harp.
Well, it's not a Jew's harp, a mouth organ.
Mouth organ. No.
Mouth organ.
Jew's harp and a harmonica are different.
I have no
idea.
They are different. Are they different? I didn't know that.
Make a much different sound. I'm not quite sure. You're playing both with your mouth, but a Jew's harp, you...
Harmonica's what I've heard of.
You sort of pluck a Jew's harp.
Oh, that's right. Somebody told me that. Okay.
Have you ever heard a harmonica called a French harp?
Yeah. I sure have, but I haven't heard that in... Golly. I have heard that, but it's been many a year.
Do you remember if you heard it from an older person?
It must have been, way back in my youth. That seems like a French harp, right? I seems like my grandfather.